This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have Josh Bernstein here. We'll be, Josh, I was just talking about, we wonder why the bloodbath is going on now. What you mentioned here, and I want you to repeat it, is we're dealing with basically a terror organization in the so-called White House. And Joe Biden, and the deep state, it's not just Joe Biden alone. It's people like the, you know, the governor of Massachusetts, of Michigan. It's like people in the, in so-called various aspects of the military and so on. All these are, quote, the deep state. Now, I'm going to use this physical analogy to kind of explain what's happening. I believe that when Donald Trump came into office, there were elements within the government that knew that there was infiltration within our country because they knew that the powers that be knew that they could not defeat America with typical nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. And they were aware that since basically the last 40-some years, we were developing space-based weapons, not only by ourselves, but in conjunction with the Intergalactic Federation. So they had to know that they'd only take the America down from the inside by infiltrating our military, our political system, our healthcare system, and actually doing things by taking things down internally, like, you know, poisoning the population to get rid of a lot of people, you know, saying if you're unvaccinated, you're going to be isolated in a green zone, doing things like sacrificing a nation. For example, there was no need when they were exited out of there. Yeah, I think Trump had planned to exit in May. If they'd done it Trump's way, they would have been exiting out of there very nice and cleanly with all of our people and all of our affiliates, and, you know, a million or more Afghanistanis that work with translators. But you got to understand, the deep states are chaos masters. Now, I'm going to use a medical analogy here. Think of this person as a billionaire that's really rich, but they know we doctors are so good, our team, we can put you into suspended state, and we can remove the tumor from all your different organs. So you got tumor in your liver, your brain, your right arm, and we're going to try to regenerate your tissues, but we have to put you into the suspended state where you're not really alive or awake, just like our nation's right now in a state of martial law. And the state is called devolution. And I was watching this guy, we put it up his clips up. We're in a state of devolution where we don't have a real, true federal government executive branch, because he's not visited NORAD. He hasn't been on Air Force One. He doesn't have the nuclear transfer codes, but he's acting like he's the president. Now, we're seeing a number of things happening where there's a conflict making states raise up to actually have better laws regarding violation of laws regarding voting, which is good. About 33 states have already done that. We're seeing, in a sense, a dissection between parts of the military and the government and so on, where we're seeing a chasm opening up, even between independents and some moderate Democrats, between these extremists that are part of a globalist satanic deep state. And this is basically the tumor inside us. And what we're dealing with now, part of the reason that's going on here is a teaching thing to say, if you submit to the vaccines, you're going to get sick or die unless you get Dr. Deagle's rescue. If you have people like Joe Biden managing things, you can't be an ally to America because you can't trust us anymore to go into any nation anywhere. So, you know, basically NATO is defunct now under Joe Biden. So basically we're dealing with, in a sense, a devolution state where we're basically that cancer patient laying there in a coma being surgically in the tumor size. So that's what we're dealing with right now. We're in World War III, but it's a lateral war. It's a sensu war. It's a war where the war is a technology, digital, and eventually the mindscape of attaching to minds. It's not a typical war because they know, the globalists knew they couldn't win with a chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. They realized they had to win by destroying us from the inside by infiltrating our healthcare system, our political system, and our legal system, and literally like a tumor metastasizing inside us. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, I think what you chalk this up as is that, you know, we've been talking for the longest time that this is a fraudulent, elected, you know, whatever you want to call it, regime. But I've changed my tune. This is a domestic terrorist organization.
Right.
But that's what they're doing, masquerading as a fraudulent administration. And I think that this dictatorship, for what it is, should be resolved immediately. And I think that the fact that they would give the enemy, the Taliban, which is an international terrorist organization, list of American and Afghan military officials with the former government, and then give all of their security to the Taliban, goes to show you that this entire administration needs to be brought up to the budget.
Right, it's not just Joe Biden, it's the whole, it's literally, it's all kinds of people. It's a big tech company, heads of, it's military, it's legal people, it's governors, it's a whole slew of people. They're the tumor in our society.
Yeah, and it's lovely. And you know, right. It's funny, I just was attacked by the right-wing lawsuit here, because I said the deep state encompasses not just the 17 intelligence agencies.
Right.
It's the judiciary, it's the media, big tech, it's the colleges and universities. And then I said, well, it's even the sandwich shop owners. It's the gym owners. It's the restaurant owners. It's the bar owners. It's everybody in Washington, D.C. The entire area is what I would consider encompassing of the deep state.
Right.
And you know, they're ridiculed for that. You know, they mocked me. They said, oh, you know, the next time I get Russian thing on the rye sandwich, I have to think it's the deep state. You know, and they're making fun of me. And that's funny. That's just reflection. But the reality is, everything in Washington is corrupt. Both parties, the United States, just Democrats, both parties. And, you know, it's just a dictatorship. We have dictatorship. And that dictatorship and that terrorist organization in Washington.
Right. Yeah. By the way, your voice is echoing. I don't know what's going on where you are. It's on speakerphone or whatever. So you can get rid of that echo so we can get a little better audio. Here's what I think is happening. In a sense, the situation with the vaccines is almost like a sacrifice. For example, the latest thing is, if you watch the product insert and the videos I've been putting up, there is no authorization for Pfizer. This authorization is a thing, is an amalgamation of names that is for a future vaccine that doesn't even exist now. So they've actually certified this vaccine that's like for 2025 or 27. The current one is under EUA. EUA means emergency use authorization. And you only get it if you said there's no conventional therapy. And if you don't even consider my stuff, just hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and vitamin D, there is absolutely no basis upon which you can actually authorize these so-called pseudo-vaccines as vaccines. So it's a lie. And now when the federal government is going to try to mandate vaccinated and start to separate society to vaccinated and non-vaccinated, and Nancy Pelosi, she, by the way, is a pedophile, Satanist, child killer, wants to actually with her, by the way, her nephew, who happens to be Gavin Newsom, wants to put in rules to make certain that people that are unvaccinated are put in green zones, isolation detention camps, no different than Nazi Germany after Kristallnacht. We're dealing with actually a cabal of Luciferic Satanists who are trying to convince us that there are elected officials. They're not. They're liars. Even Gavin Newsom is already trying to steal ballots already before the mid-September. Yep. You know, you get flushing that son of a bitch down the drain. What I see happening here is, unfortunately, the situation in Afghanistan is almost like a sacrifice that America, in a sense, in deep state, knew they were going to do this, and our people knew it was going to happen. They're trying to minimize it. Even that's why a lot of our troops are putting themselves in danger to try to rescue people. There's up to 1 million Afghanistanis and hundreds of thousands, perhaps, or thousands of Americans that are trapped there. These people should be brought up for war crimes. This is the worst event that's probably happened in American history ever, and it means Joe Biden needs to be standing trial for mass murder, because what he did, and also he's not the only one.
Yep.
He's just a demented idiot puppet in the White House. The people behind him are the ones pulling the strings. They should call him, I call him, you like this new name, I call him Bidenocchio. Do you like that? You remember that song you used to play for Pinocchio? I have no, you know, strings. He's Bidenocchio. He's not a real person. He's a demented puppet of the deep state. He's got, and he's a perverted, sexual pervert, and so is his son. They're involved with totally, and it's not just the Communist Chinese. They're just a tentacle of the beast. The beast is there, the Vatican, the 12 bankers, the Druidic Council of 12 and the Pindar, the Satanists are running, are infiltrating every religion. That's why the 33,000 Christian denominations are friggin' useless. There's only a few denominations that are actually good, and those ones, those churches are standing up and saying, hey, come to our church, don't wear a mask. Same with the rabbis. The rabbis are the first they killed in Russia, were the good Jewish rabbis that believed in the Bible. Do you know that? The first ones they killed, along with the Christian Russian Orthodox, they were the first they killed because they didn't want anybody believing in God and doing the right thing.
Anybody that would put their entire security in the hands of a 7th century savage organization is an enemy combatant of the United States of America. Yeah.
My next question is, why is he breathing our good oxygen here in America? Why is he drinking our water, Joe Biden?
Exactly.
Why is Kamala Hyena Harris laughing like a hyena pretending she's vice president?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense.
Letters, so you ought to be able to pick it up real quick.
But what's on the email? What is something to read?
From the desk of John W. Spring, which I wrote last night. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But is there anything else that you want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Go ahead, read it now then. We're on break right now for a minute before we go right back with Josh. Go ahead. What do you want to read? Just get the core.
Okay.
About a few minutes.
I'll just hit a portion of it because it's rather lengthy.
Hit the core thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Time's a-wasting. Get it going.
Okay. When I discovered that fact sheet had become one of the convincing sources for young people to consider taking these lethal injections, I recall the time as a college instructor or university professor when doing research at the library, I would sometimes refer to something familiar such as facts on file to verify sources of information. However, quite often, I would also uncover a political bias instead of truth.
You're talking about the fact sheet to convince people that it's safe to take the vaccine even though they're a kid and don't need them.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. In the recent publication fact sheet, which was published on July 23, 2021, it was very cleverly written in such a manner to deny the inclusion of COVID-19 shots of graphene oxide.
Right.
Which a child definitely contain and imply because it was is not present, and therefore these jabs must be completely safe when, even if it were not present, they would still be very deadly. And then I go on to mention however, as soon as President Trump requested all scientists in related academic fields to carry out research and development towards solving the COVID-19 dilemma, Dr. Deagle developed and produced an injected version of his EduCap that came later. However, because he was concerned about foreign matter being included without his approval or knowledge, he decided to develop a safe and highly effective oral capsule that would be easy to ship take without any cryogenic freezing or similar refrigeration.
Right.
And then I go on to say, because I am also a geopolitical analyst, I can provide information that COVID-19 shots are actually bioweapons designed to carry out the most massive genocide in world history that is expected to reduce
It's three things that happen from the shots. Number one, you're going to get sick and pass it on to other people, especially people with multi-system organ problems that will kill the elderly that keep wisdom. Number two, it's going to sterilize you so you're not going to have babies anymore. And number three, when the VMAT2 region of your brain dies, if you do survive all this shit, you're going to be a good cyborg in the New World Order. In other words, it's the mark of the freaking beast.
Absolutely. That's it.
And if you want to argue with me, have the intellectual balls to argue with me on or off air, and I'm going to give you the beating of your life. I'm going to be extremely cruel and painful. Because you're killing yourself, and when you spread this to other young people or older people and so on, you're literally committing, I call it, vaccinocide. This is the greatest genocide in human history, and God sent me, as a prophet like Moses, with the manna of our first-line defense kit and our vaccine rescue kit, which is pre and post. And now the EduCap, which was delayed by the bastards over in First Nation, it should have been done last year. Now I finally had to pay to get rid of them, and I did. I paid to get rid of them. And now I'm moving forward. This week I should have, by the weekend, the latest upgrades from my patent education is what it is, the U.S. Patent Office, and we get a big biotech company. I want to produce enough of it so that even nations that can't afford it will just donate it so they can take a few pills and no one will die of the Delta version, Lambda version, or any other. Because when you create one of the other things about putting these vaccines out, they're not vaccines, they're genotoxins. They make people sick, and they make people mutate the virus to create new super strains that are much more lethal. And that's what we're facing here. And they know that. They knew that. And they know that if they give them more booster shots, there'll be strains down the road, maybe 1 or 2 years, it'll be much, much more lethal. We'll talk about the Black Death of the Middle Ages will be a party compared to what's coming if these son of a bitches keep on vaccinating people and new super strains emerge that are so lethal that no matter what you do, basically, in terms of conventional medicine, they're dead.
Yes.
All right? Now, I am the one with the manna. God gave it to me, not because I'm wonderful, but because I'm obedient. And he showed me this 62 years ago in heaven, what was coming. He showed me all these things now, and he swung around and held me in heaven and says, why did you show me this, God? He says, at the time of the end, you will know and you'll sell my people. Now, the people of Israel, my brothers in Israel, because I'm part Israeli and Jewish, as well as Kohanim, are dying there, and they have the vaccines and the booster shots, and their so-called leader, Netanyahu, who is basically a fake Jew who belongs to the Bilderbergers, he made a contract to do this to kill his own people. Now, we've got Afghanistan falling down. Now, they're the 14th most powerful army in the world now. And their affiliates in ISIS in Pakistan, who, by the way, we helped build a Waziristani plan to build nuclear weapons, were creating chaos on purpose. And the Russians didn't have the common sense to realize when they armed the people in Iran with nuclear warheads and so on, and North Korea, they eventually created a situation where these nations might use weapons, which the Russians know they can't. That's why the globalists know the only weapons they can use to actually take over America is weapons of the mind, politics, and to spirituality, to get rid of the desire to have families and even have live babies. Or the idea to teach us that men can be pregnant, and there's no such thing as a male and female sex. There's no such thing as a family. The only way to destroy us in the West is not nuclear, chemical, or biological. It's to destroy our spirituality and our relationship to each other and to God. That's the only way that the evil globalists can destroy us. And America and modern Ephraim, the 10 tribes of the North, are being destroyed like they were in the ancient times by the Medo-Persians. It's the same thing as it was before sociology at the time of the end, which is where we are right today. And my four Israeli brothers are dying because they believe their prime minister that they're going to be saved by the vaccines, and it's a lie. Cardiomyopathy, stroke, cancer, autoimmune disease, sterility, it's all happening, and people don't... They don't understand because they want to submit and figure that submission will save their ass, and submission means it guarantees your next on the chopping block for the guillotine. How's that?
Yeah, that's
your comments,
that's
Josh. Your comments, Josh. Go ahead. I think maybe Josh is already gone now. Yeah.
Okay. Well. If Josh is gone, let me just very quickly read the leading paragraph.
Start because we're going to have Michael J. Fox come on here. He wants to talk about the fact we're trying to stop the military from taking the vaccines. I'm thinking, Michael J., you know, trying to get the United Nations to just talk to normal people who are part of the deep state to do this, it's not going to work. You need to actually get through to people like in the military, just like this, the head of the Chicago police force to say, hell no, Mayor Lightbrain, Lightfoot. We're not taking the goddamn shots. How's that?
Yeah.
We don't care about taking our job or giving us $200 fines and all the other crap.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with Nutra Medical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says a Taliban failure may have led to the deadly terrorist attack. 13 troops died and 18 were wounded in an ISIS-K terrorist attack yesterday near the Kabul airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on how the bombers got past Taliban checkpoints and if they may have been complicit.
Actually, I didn't hear General McKenzie put it that way, Jen. In fact, I think in one of the questions he got, and I think it was Idris's, you know, he said, Idris asked, was there a failure? failure. And the general said, of course, there was a failure somewhere, obviously. And he even alluded to the fact that it could have been at a Taliban checkpoint. We've not been certain about that.
Tropical storm Ida is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, affecting parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. USA Radio News. State and local leaders in Louisiana are warning residents to leave low-lying areas and complete major storm preparations as Hurricane Ida makes its way toward the Gulf Coast. Weather forecasters are predicting the storm could lash the region with wind speeds above 110 miles per hour and soaking rains, which could cause widespread flooding. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell tells residents that no effort is being spared to ensure the safety of residents.
We do have a major storm heading our way. We are activating every single resource at our disposal so that we are prepared to respond. You know, we plan for this all year long. We plan for this.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declaring a state of emergency already. The storm also expected to hit parts of Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
So if you're out there listening, we want to make sure that you contact whatever media you're doing, like whether it's Band Video with Alex Jones or Mike Adams. I contacted Mike Adams where he has what's called Bridie on TV. No response. I'm on there. I have thousands of videos on there. No response. Same way with other hosts that need, I think they have a big show. Other shows that have contacted Newsmax and Fox News. No response. I called in about a month ago to the one of the radio shows in Texas for Newsmax. And after I gave a dissertation for 10 minutes, the host cut me off and tried to counter everything I said, and he's a total freaking idiot. I double, triple dog dare you out there to think you're going to solve it just with my edge-a-cap. No, you need me. You need me to be like Moses on the top of a mountain screaming out with the tablets in my hand, the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not put any other gods before me. I shall not put my family, my money, my job, my career, my reputation, even my life before the Creator God for me to be able to do His will. And we don't do that. That's why the churches to me are fake. The government is fake. And the people that want to have families, you want families? God blesses you with families if you honor God. The first thing you have to do is honor the Ten Commandments, which people don't. Just stick to that. Then you have to do three things. Pray. The most powerful thing we can do is pray. Prepare for disaster, financial, physical, food, and otherwise, including ammo. Number three, proceed. If you don't move, so don't think it's, oh, we're going to get through to people because Dr. Deagle's going to sell it through the big companies of the EDUCAP. No. If I give EDUCAP to people and they're not taking my vaccine post-rescue kit and they get vaccinated, they're still freaking dead. Or if they survive, they're going to be a cyborg. We have Stephen Foxer. He wants to make a comment. He called me in a big panic yesterday. He wanted to see if he can convince the military. Did he answer, by the way? Oh, he did not answer. That's really unusual. Okay. Anyway, he wanted me to make a comment about the fact that the military basically should not force people to take the vaccine. Well, I would say it should be up to the individual military. If you don't have the cojones, the balls, male and female, to stand up for your own rights and the rights of your family, you deserve everything you get. Now, I've managed to finally convince, you know, people that I know that it's a bad idea to take vaccines, and I definitely don't want them to take boosters. You take boosters, you're taking your booster to your all your way to the mark of the beast. If you survive the freaking thing, it doesn't kill you. Now, we know from the virus data and other data that the number of people who have died from these freaking vaccines is approaching around 500,000 since January. We had minor things in the past, and we stopped all the vaccine programs. Remember the various pandemics? Various pandemics that we actually stopped it after 24 people died or people got ascending paralysis and so on? They don't give a shit because this is the mark of the beast. Why is Deagle still alive after I died almost 70 years ago? Because God resurrected me. Why am I speaking today of this? Because he's giving me enough willingness to serve the God despite even putting myself, my physical life, and everything I have in danger, because I will serve God first. There are no other gods before him. Why does he speak to me? Because I'm trying to tell you I'm not special. But if you want God to speak to you in dreams, visions, or audibly, you got to serve God with the Ten Commandments. You can't just kind of waver it a bit and think, well, I'm a good person. No, you're not. If you don't do the Ten Commandments, you're not a good person. You have to be a God person. And he puts the O in you, which makes you good. You are a God person if you hear and do Shema, his will, only. If you do your will or try to worry about your career or your family or your marriage or this or that before God, you won't have him. Now, I'm going to tell you out there, people, you gutless SOBs, wake up. Because right now you've got an infiltrating massive tumor, and the head of that tumor is in the White House, and he's got this white head. I call him Bidenocchio. Do you like that?
Yeah.
You know that song you used to play for Pinocchio, "We Have No Strings"?
Yes, I remember.
Listen, Biden is a demented puppet of the New World Order. Look at Kamala Harris. Harlot Harris. She laughs like a hyena. Her ancestors in Jamaica were the owners of massive slaves. She's not even an American. You can't be U.S. president unless you're born on American soil. You know why? They knew if you brought foreigners into America, eventually you would end up losing the America to foreign ideas and foreign thoughts. And the fact that, for example, I was born in Detroit. I could be a U.S. president because I was born in Michigan. All right? My mother was born in North Dakota. All right? What I want you to understand, people, we're up against it. This is not like, oh, the tribulation hasn't started yet, Deagle. Shut the hell up. It started in 2017. We're heading toward it. And the thing that's weird in what's called a mindscape of the New World Order, the final battlefield is the battlefield of your will to do the right thing. Is the battlefield of the soul. The battlefield of a church that actually does the right thing. Not a 501c church that says, we'll help to set up the things that have vaccines in our church. God damn you. Literally. Your comments, John. Go ahead.
Well, there are so many things to touch upon. Alluded to Afghanistan earlier. I personally believe that there's a way that we could probably remedy that situation and take it from the Taliban, but we don't have the brains in Washington to be receptive.
Do you want me to tell you how you do it?
Yes, I would.
And this includes classified technology I know we already have. We have what's called over-the-horizon drones, including robotic warriors. Do you know that?
Yes, I'm vaguely aware of that.
We have artificially intelligent airborne robotic drone warriors. Do you know that?
Yes.
If we have those over-the-horizon robotic drone warriors without putting one man or woman or even bringing a helicopter, you can bring them over the horizon, hit them with a directed energy weapon, and you don't even need to kill them all. You just knock them to the ground and knock all the teeth out of them, okay? And when you do so, you get them with our troops and you grab all the weapons we left there, which is stunned, all right? You make certain that we have what's called monitoring, AI systems that monitor everything going on there, AI communications, everything. And you demilitarize the Taliban and all the other people there. And the people that have done there, you take all these Taliban and other people and you take away to what's called psychotronic stations. Do you know what psychotronic stations are? We have them already. We've been building up the science for decades. That means we go into someone's mind, and if they're a terrorist or a murderer or whatever, we psychotronically alter them so they're not capable of doing that in the future. Did you know we can do that? Using combination of special technology and microsurgery and catheters and so on, We can change them so they're not capable of doing a crime like that ever again. Did you know that?
I've just heard speculation about it.
No, I don't speculate. I can tell you exactly how to do it, too.
Yeah.
What happened is we have this technology, but we're sitting on it because the deep state's so evil, they don't want to implement technology that will completely neutralize them. For example, even just went and carpet-bombed the Taliban and the ISIS and Al-Qaeda and so on. Remember, we know where their headquarters are. They're not in Afghanistan. They're in Pakistan. But we treat Pakistan because it's so sacred, because we actually built up the Waziristan Australian nuclear plant.
Right.
Those nukes there, we actually built, until the last year of George Bush's presidency, we were given transferring technology how to build nukes with their senior Pakistani nuclear engineer, and we gave them all the technology to build them. And so the largest number of small-level nuclear weapons in the world are made in Waziristan, western Pakistan. And we treat them like they're a glass statue, like, don't bother the Pakistanis. And the Pakistanis are crazy buggers. They want to attack India. Now, India are scared out of their wit about it. And not only India, guess what? Iran, too. Do you know Iran and Pakistan don't get along?
Yeah, I know. But Iran is scared to death of the Taliban right now. I kid you not.
I know that. And then the problem is that the Chaos Masters like it that way. And then the Russians step in, not to get nuclear weapons so the Iranians can attack us. It's so they can attack the Pakistanis that we gave them weapons, too. We gave the weapons to the Pakistanis, the Russians gave them to the Iranians, so they gave a local nuclear war, and ultimately they want to attack Israel, and Israel has a totally separate thing called ImageSat for imaging space-based weapons, and they have their own space-based weapon satellites. Did you know that Israel is next to America in terms of nuclear power in space? Little tiny Israel.
Yes. I know, it's amazing.
Yeah, but you know, you can only attack a nation from the inside. You have to be an expanding, you know, we call it tumor, in order to actually take over a nation. That's what we are. We're being taken over by the tumor of the, I call the Bidenoma. How's that? Do you like the Bidenoma?
Yeah, that's good.
We're dying of a Bidenoma. It's metastasizing.
I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex.
The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with.
You don't think the United Nations is malevolent? You are a blithering idiot if you think the United Nations is on our side. And I can prove it to you why you're blithering. I have so much information, both regular and classified, that the UN is behind Agenda 21, is behind the globalist takeover, is behind their affiliate organizations, the World Horrors Organization, the World Economic Forum tied directly to the UN, etc. The Draco Reptilians and their we call their Drita Council of 12, the UN, and the Queen of England is the chief reptile who owns 57 Commonwealth nations, all the underground resources, minerals, etc. Yes, the UN will play a little bit on one side, saying, oh, we do all these good things, but they're the devil. The devil does. I'm going to tell you something, an important Masonic principle. 90% of the good works in the world are done by Masons, whether they're Catholic, Christian, whatever they are, Muslim, but they also do all the evil. So when the United Nations wants to do something good, they're also behind all the evil. So when you think that the United Nations is not the problem, that's because that's how they take us over. It's just like going to a church where they do all these ceremonies and things to make you feel really good. You're taking the host, you're doing singing songs, you're getting all tingly because you're shaking hands with somebody of different skin color. The United Nations are a bunch of satanic reprobates, okay? And yes, they do some good works, but that's how you cover the fact you're doing evil. All Masons do good and evil. That's how they get ahead. Do you follow me?
Yeah. Well,
Please continue. Now you've been dismantled. Your intellectual body parts and your cortex has been sliced and diced. You're now going to my microscope, and you now have been autopsied. Okay, what do you think, John? Pretty funny, hey?
Yes. But I had an opportunity to find out firsthand back in 1957 when I visited the UN on how they were attempting to undermine the United States by taking
right.
away Alaska, which was still a territory.
Right. Yeah. I call them the UN. It's a good name for them, the UN. Okay. So you want to talk to the military, what you would best be doing is trying to get me to talk directly to these generals. If the generals actually had the balls. Listen to me, before you interrupt me, had the freaking balls to say, I want to call that son of a bitch Deagle up. He thinks he knows everything. Try me. I guarantee if these generals actually cared about their people, which, by the way, General Milley and these other monsters don't give a shit, that's why they're leaving them in a situation where a lot of them are going to now die trying to get other Americans out, because they don't give a shit. They care about their next pension or next back rub, their next amount of money, the next drink they're going to have. They don't give a crap. These are people that are self-serving, just like Nancy Pelosi and other politicians that are caring about What's my next glass of wine? You know, Gavin Newsom. What's my next this and that? It's not. And if they look like they're doing some good, it's so they cover up the fact they're also doing all the evil.
Okay, Dr. Deagle, I'm going to say one thing, and then I have to hang up because you don't allow me to.
I want you to say the thing and my point, and I'm going to get my point across to you and anybody else who calls in like you did. If you're going to say something on my show that is, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you. Now,
but I haven't said anything yet about communicating with the Secretary of Defense. That's what I did. I wrote him a letter.
I know you did, but did you get a contact back that he'll contact you or contact me?
I didn't ask him to contact you.
Why? That's the only thing.
It's a communication between me and the Secretary of Defense.
It won't do a damn thing unless you get an expert like me to talk to these son of bitches and get it face to face to these son of bitches and tell them they're going to destroy their troops and they will not be able to proceed with any military operations.
I suggested to him that he not do that because this was the same thing that Stalin did in 1938.
No. You suggested he not contact.
Talk to you. How can I talk to you? I got to hang up. You interrupt me every goddamn time.
Hang him up. Done. Okay. He suggested that he not contact me. You see why I take people that call into my show and think that they're being smart ass and they get away with this stuff? Stephen Fox will not get back on, okay? Oh, go ahead, John, your comments.
I'm done.
You're done.
Line. I have other calls.
Shut up. Take them off the air, okay, Warnock? Take them off. Okay? John W. Spring, go ahead.
Here's the problem. You have people that are marginally educated in our system, and then they think they have the intellect to deal with these monsters. It's just like sending a kindergartner
I've had to deal with Stephen Fox before, being a smartass, thinking that he's going to do things like this. And then he thinks he's going to play with me by calling in a big panic and on my show and making stupid comments about the UN and then figuring, then telling the military not to contact me. What the hell? I'm the solution. I'm like, if you're dying and I'm a little salve to put on the wound or pill you're going to take, I'm the picking pill. You want the truth? For example, John, if people worry about Donald J. Trump, if Donald J. Trump doesn't take the Deagle pill and smart enough to stop pushing vaccines, he will, if he returns to power, become the Antichrist. Because everybody loves him. I love him. I mean, related to him. But if he continues pushing vaccines, which are killing the population, Donald J. Trump will be the Antichrist. Now, I'm going to get him by the collars if I can. He was supposed to show up today on the show. I got a word back after I went to his site and actually got a response back. Oh, yeah, we're really interested. We'll see what we can do with Trump. Nobody contacted me. You know why? They Google all this shit. I'm getting people working on my reputation because people say, well, they see your reputation. You're a killer. You're this, you're that. So many people, you know why? I'm more dangerous dead than alive, because you know why? Alive, I can still say shit. Dead, like the old story about pirates, dead men tell no tales. How's that?
Yes, that's true.
Now, if you think out there I'm the mild-mannered like Alex Jones, having little fits, or Mike Adams, no. I'm 1,000 times more wild and crazy and determined to do the right thing, the will the most I got. And I have the truth, not a part of the truth. Not a little fraction of the truth. I have the whole truth. And what I don't know, which is very often, I pray to God and he'll show me dreams, visions, and even audibly talk to me. And believe me, the burden I carry is so gross. Because I love God, I love mankind, I'm willing to sacrifice and die for it. And you out there thinking you know better than me, God help you. God help you.
Yeah.
You need to pray for me that I get my intercap going. You got to pray for me that we get the military and brass in touch to Dr. Deagle and I can save him so you don't destroy our military. And luckily, people have enough sense. Maybe these conservative Chicago policemen maybe listen to the show and they say, hey, hell no to Larry and to Lightfoot. This very, very disastrous looking. Unfortunately, I'm not going to say this because she's black, but she looks to me like she's on a day pass from a mental institution as one that's mayor of Chicago. And they're trying to pass these rules and laws like somehow they're dictators. Like, are you kidding me? And they already see the number of dead is so much that nobody can justify these vaccines as being a vaccine. Now, if you take my stuff, I can rescue you. But if you don't, and you think, well, I'll just take it. I had a lady the other day. She argued with me. She wants to take the vaccine to keep her job. She's a nurse. I won't mention her name. And I said to her, I said, you know what? I said, if you don't take all my advice and my supplements and my advice, I'll attend your funeral because I know her. She's actually at dinner with me.
come down with her husband, who's a big shot from Hollywood. Okay? But I'm going to tell you, disagreeing with me is a suicidal attempt. And when this moron, this now, wanted to say he advised the military not to talk to Dr. Deagle, get off my show and don't ever come back, idiot. You're done. Anybody like him, too, that thinks that they're going to make a statement and not be challenged on air? That's like stepping into a bear trap and not expecting the trap to grab your right leg.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you know what's going to happen, Dr. Deal, if the military do take the shots or are forced to take them? It's very likely that the Taliban will be brought over here to kill our women and torture them. Yeah.
Well, the first thing you want to do is they created these viruses and the vaccines to kill the elderly, the people that have wisdom, people that are my age. I'm 69 and a half, although when you look at me in my picture, I put my picture up, and in fact, I can turn on my monitor right now if you want to see me. I'll turn it on for people watching Periscope. You can see me there. Oh, there I am. And I'll wave at you. I'm 69 and a half, going to be 70, and I look like I'm probably in my 40s. I don't have any wrinkles. I don't have hypertension, I don't have heart failure, I don't have diabetes, I don't have peripheral neuropathy, I don't have depression, I don't have anxiety attacks. I do have trouble with sleeping at night because of all the freaking stress I'm going through. But believe me, I suffer for you people out there. And if you think you know better than me, God help you. Come into my cage. I beg for the battle of you trying to intellectually fence with me, because I'm going to give you the beating of your life, like that moron that just called in. How's that?
Hear her.
You're my buddy, John W. Spring. Believe me, I'm one of the chief warriors at the time of the end, because the Lord said to me, at the time of the end, I will know and you will, I will tell my people, and I will raise up many people like you and my people, like my patent attorney and others, that know the truth, will march like an army to do the will of the Most High God to the last drop of our body's blood and our last oxygen molecule leaves our mitochondria. We will not submit. God help the devil. He's going down. Bidenopoly, the Bidenoma is going to be excised.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Or anything else. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.